Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the sixth day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beyo, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Haber Kitnis B'Yomtov, a person who selects legumes on Yomtov, he's choosing things or pieces out of it. Beis Shama Emrim Beru Oichel V'Oichel. You have to choose the food from the waste and then eat immediately what you're choosing. And you leave the psolus, you leave the waste. Basically, you only choose on Yom Tov or select on Yom Tov, you do it with a shinoi. You have to do it, the oichel from the psolus, and eat it immediately. They say you can choose it in the normal way, unlike Shabbos. You can take the psolus from the oichel, and you can do it b'cheiko, using your lap. B'konon, you can use a basket. B'tamcho, you can use a large dish. Avaloi b'tablo, you cannot use a tabletop, a counter. V'loi b'nafa, v'loi b'chvara, nor with a sieve. A nafa is, there are two different types of a sieve. Why can't you use these? Because these kelim, by using them, it looks like you're being boiled for the next day. It looks more professional. The Gemara explains that when did Beis Hillel say you're allowed to take the psoilus from the oichel? This is if there is more oichel than psoilus. There's more food than waste. And therefore there's less bother by taking the waste away. If, however, there was more psoilus, there was more waste than oichel, than food, and therefore there would be more trouble by taking the psoilus away, then Beis Hillel would also agree you should take the oichel, take the food part, and leave the psoilus there. And even in a situation where there is more oichel, where there is more food than psoilus, than waste, and you would think, well, maybe you should take the waste away. But, for example, if there is more bother to select the psoilus and take it away, there too you should take the oichel, the food, away from the psoilus. For example, you might have a situation where the psoilus, the waste matter, is so thin, is so small, that it would be a bigger tircha to take away the psoilus, even though there's less of it there. There too, Beis Hillel would hold, you extract the oichel, the food, in order to decrease the bother. Basically, whatever is easier to do and there's less of a tircha involved, that's the way Beis Hillel say you should do it when it comes to Yom Tov. However, with the qualification that you can't use those kelim, or you can't use those professional kelim, as we said before. Rabban Gamliel says, Af mediach v'shela. He's the most lenient of all. He says you can even pour water on top, on the kidneys, on the legumes which are in a dish, and let the waste float to the top, the shela, and then just fish it out, take out the psoilus by doing that way with your hand. However, the halacha is not like Rabban Gamliel. Halacha is this cannot be done on Yom Tov. Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah is going to talk about what can you send to your friend on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Meshalchen B'Yom Tov El Amonos. They say you can only send on Yom Tov gifts one to another if they are monos, prepared food. Food that's already ready for eating. Like pieces of fish, pieces of meat, that you can send to your friend on Yom Tov. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, Meshalchen, you can send even Behema, Chaya V'Oif, a whole animal. Domestic or non-domestic, birds, ben chay, or fowl, that is, ben chay and ben mechshchutin, whether they're alive or when they're shechted. Even if they're alive, they still hold. You can shecht it on Yom Tov and use it. Beis Shammai, however, not happy about that. Beis Shammai say that if you send live animals and not just the pieces of food, it looks more like choy. It looks like you're doing it in a weekday fashion. Therefore, you can't do it on Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai. Similarly, say Beis Hillel, Meshalchin, Yenos, Shmonim, Ubisloses, Vikidnias. One is allowed to send wine, oil, flour, fine flour, and legumes, all these things can be sent on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains that this, what Rabbi Beis Hillel were matir to send on Yom Tov, was only if it's done by one or two people to send it, one or two agents are sending it for him. But to send three people, you know, or more, that would be prohibited on Yom Tov, because that would give it more of a commercial look about it. It looks like people are taking it to the market, and that cannot be done. Avol lo tavua, but not grain. Grain one cannot send to a friend because that would require grinding. In other words, osa to grind on Yom Tov. Since it's osa to grind on Yom Tov, that means it's not fit for eating, so you can't send it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon matir b'tvua. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to send tvua, even grain. Rabbi Shimon holds that yes, you can do a proper a large grinding amount that you can do. You can't use a large grinder, but because you could use a very small crusher, a small grinder, you could make a porridge and a soup on Yom Tov with it. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds you're allowed to send grain as well. The locha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon. Locha is we do not send raw tvua, raw grain, to one's friend on Yom Tov.